The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Chicago real estate news includes word on a legendary Lincoln Park hot dog stand. Fans really excited about this. Let's get the latest on the Wiener's Circle from Albie Galoon, senior reporter at Crain's Chicago Business. Albie, before you tell us what's going on with Wiener's Circle, a lot of people haven't heard of it. Fans absolutely love it, but a lot of people haven't heard of it. Tell us about this hot dog stand that's much more than a hot dog stand.
Yeah, it is. People go there as much for the insults that the restaurant's employees hurl at employees as they do for the hot dogs. I guess some Chicago color would be putting it mildly. It's a place where the restaurant employees just hurl invective on their customers, and the customers keep coming back. So it's a successful formula.
Yeah, and it's a late night spot too, right? So you get a lot of people who've been out hanging out, maybe partying, and then they go there because they're hungry at 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. I've never been there during the day, but I've heard that it's actually a pretty civil place during the day. So, but it kind of transforms into this kind of crazy spot that attracts a lot of people late night.
Yeah, the hot dogs have to be pretty good for the staff to yell at you, and you keep coming back. So what's the news here?
The hot dogs are the insults, I guess.
Yeah, well, they very well could be, and yet people keep coming. So we have some news here on this management. Tell us what's going on with Wiener's Circle.
So the property went up for sale last summer, and the Wiener's Circle operated under a lease. So the property was being marketed as a potential development site. And, you know, the idea would be that, you know, a developer would buy it, maybe knock down the restaurant and put an apartment building there, though. But that didn't happen. So the owner of the Wiener's Circle restaurant actually bought the property. So, they will now own the land as well as a restaurant, and they plan to keep it there. So it's not going anywhere.
And that really allows for the stability, right? When you own the property, then you're the decider.
Yeah, exactly. There was some speculation that the restaurant would, you know, if you build a development there, you're going to have to, the restaurant would have to relocate somewhere else. But that's not going to happen. So they control their destiny now.
Now, it seems like for a hot dog stand, I mean, to buy a piece of property like that, it's not cheap. Do you think that there are bigger plans maybe to expand the brand or something like that?
Well, yeah, and it was a $1.5 million deal, which, you know, by Lincoln Park standards is really not that much money. But, the restaurant itself is owned by Ari Levy, who's the son of Larry Levy, the Chicago restaurant mogul. And he didn't talk to us for the story, but in the past he said that he wants to expand the brand. They had a licensing agreement with a restaurant out in Las Vegas, but that restaurant actually closed a couple of years ago. They also have a Wiener's Circle out in Rosemont. So we haven't seen much yet in terms of expansion. It's hard to say whether the shtick that they use at the Lincoln Park restaurant will work in other places, but, you know, they definitely bought it back in 2005 with the plans to expand the brand.
Yeah, we'll see, and we'll be watching. Thank you so much. Always good analysis. Albie Galoon, senior reporter at Crain's Chicago Business.